Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars back for 2023 to get you home 4 till 6 weekdays and also on the Listener app.
Cricketers are always getting themselves in trouble.
Are they?
Always playing up.
Trouble follows
Michael
them.
Clark, former Australian Test captain, which is one of the highest honours you can get in this marvellous country of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last 24 hours, he's come out with a statement regarding his big blow-up with his ex-girlfriend and his brother-in-law, Carl Stefanovic, overnight.
Well, it's not his brother-in-law, but well, anyway, they're mates.
Carl wasn't involved that much.
No, he wasn't.
No,
he watched the footage.
From what I've heard and read and seen on this, on the front page of the paper, the big bash, I'm thinking Carl and Clark stepped up to the plate and whacked each other. He's hardly even there.
So part of the audio and the vision is Michael Clark being confronted by his girlfriend, Jade, about sleeping with someone else, which I believe is his ex-girlfriend, Pip, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But in defending himself, he was swearing on his daughter's life that this didn't happen.
Mm.
And since then, he's come out with his statement. Right. So you sort of...
Okay.
I'm absolutely gutted. I've put people I hold in the highest regard in this position. My actions in the lead up to this altercation were nothing short of shameful and regrettable. So is that sort of... It's a... Guilt or not?
Yes.
And if you missed the audio in our opener, here it is again.
She can punch me. You
piece of
go, hit me. You're wrong. Stop it. You're wrong. Stop it. Do it again. You're wrong.
Jeez.
It's horrible. It's horrible vision. Yeah. It really is. And then it goes on to say, I am shattered that because of my actions, I've drawn women of class and integrity and my mates into this. So that's Carl Stefano. Mm. Into this situation. I own this fully and am the only one at fault.
So there you go.
Mm.
He's admitted put his guilt. Absolutely. Absolutely. Greg, so, what is Michael Clark, what's he like as an individual? Because he has his love-hate relationship with the Australian public.
Yeah, he does.
Who is he?
Does he have any mates? Is he... popular? Was he a popular teammate?
He was mates with Shane Warne. Mm-hmm. He's about the only one that I know that that's played with him and is really, you know, good mates with him.
Yeah.
Obviously, Warney's passed now. Yeah. But, he was one of those, I'd say he was a very different Australian captain. You know, like I think of Mark Taylor, who was very good around his teammates, did Alan things Border, outside of cricket. Mm-hmm. Ricky Ponting was the ultimate.
Yeah.
I was coach when Michael Clark was captain I was there for three years, so part of his tenure. He was very much like, I think he was good on game day, and then as soon as we got back to the hotel, you just wouldn't see him again. So he would very much keep to himself.
Okay. Is that okay to do that, though?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's obviously times where, you know, players might need to speak to the captain.
Yeah.
He was, he grew up in the west of Sydney, which is, I understand it, very working class.
Yep.
But Michael liked the finer things in life. So he's had, you know, Ferraris. He's always lived in sort of the eastern suburbs in Sydney and that. So, now he very much, I believe, just keeps to himself, you know. And so I don't know who his mates are. I really don't.
Mm.
I know that he had, there was at one stage, Darren Lehman was coach of the Australian team and organised a get-together when we were struggling against Pakistan in the UAE, a barbecue and all this sort of stuff. In front of everyone, Michael Clark, you know, went up, put his hand up and goes, "Is this compulsory?" Darren Lehman was like livid. And of course, he had that confrontation with Simon Kadich.
Yeah, that's just come back out
and
again.
And that was after they'd had a test win. And no one could ever leave until they sang the Australian team song. And Michael Clark had some
Lara Bingle, wasn't he?
Yeah, with Lara Bingle. They had a boat cruise or something they had organised. And he said, he just kept saying, "Can I leave? Can I leave?" And then in the end, Simon Kadich got him by the throat and said, "Mate, you will leave when I want you to leave." So
that's the individual.
So he's obviously, you know, upset a lot of people there and he's got some dragging back to do. But I think even with his ex-wife, who he had his child with, to, you know, swear on your daughter's life, that was,
Kylie.
You know, so anyway, I'm not sure whether he's admitted his guilt there, but reading by his statement.
Yeah, well, He's got to own that.
Just following a bit of his bloody stuff, embarrassing, like a lot wasn't of photos. Like, it seems like he's
what
about himself a bit because his photos of him, how fit he looks, and his arms and his all that sort of stuff. Yep. So, I mean, and everyone's got their they can post whatever they want. But
and
it's
I got on with him fine.
Okay.
Like I, you know, Michael Clark and myself, we were fine. Yep, good working relationship. Yep. You know, outside of cricket, we just hardly saw him.
And how do you pull a hamstring by being slapped?
Oh, you must have been ducking and weaving a little bit. Oof,
he was limping away on the footage. He was limping with his hamstring.
Yeah.
Well,
and Karl Stefanovic, well, he was just the innocent bystander, wasn't he?
He's a bit harsh to bring his name into it, really. Because if you watch the full thing, he was there and he's
I think he tried to step in to break
stop,
it up.
Said stop and move aside, but that's about it. And then, Clark attacked him too.
He called him a few nasty names, didn't he?
Don't
you walk away, Karl.
I would never say, anyway, but, well, I reckon there'd be a bit more coming out too, just quietly, regarding Michael Clark and where he's at.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, our next striker star, Alex Carey, joins Bernie Bluey and Jazz after this.